the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, December the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Senate votes to withdraw funding for the Saudi war in Yemen. Also on the Friday rundown, the Global Climate Conference reinforces the need for grassroots movements. And could this be the most wasteful time of year? Topping our news, the Senate voted resoundingly Thursday to withdraw American military assistance for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. In doing so, the New York Times reports the Senate was issuing the latest in a series of bipartisan rebukes of President Trump for his defense over their role in the killing of a dissident journalist. The Times adds the 56-41 vote was a rare move by the Senate to limit presidential war powers. They add its immediate effect was largely symbolic after the House earlier this week moved to scuttle it, all but assuring the measure will expire without making it to Trump's desk. Stronger commitments to fight climate change are unlikely now to be the result of a climate conference in Poland. Eric Tegedoff has talked with some of the Minnesotans who were there.
The 24th United Nations Climate Change Conference in Poland draws to a close today. Shefali Sharma, European Office Director with the Minneapolis-based Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, was at the conference. She says the meeting isn't likely to yield stronger commitments from countries to reduce carbon emissions. That's despite the most recent UN report saying the world needs to keep temperatures from rising 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2030 in order to avert climate-related catastrophes. The United States was among a handful of countries that refused to endorse the report. But Sharma says the conference gave her hope about grassroots movements.
The actions are going to really have to come from the bottom up. They're going to have to come from municipalities, from cities, from states, from citizens, really demanding that our governments do something. I don't see that it's going to come from this negotiating process.
Although the Trump administration pulled out of the Paris Agreement, a handful of governors, mayors, and officials from the U.S. were in Poland talking about the importance of combating climate change. Climate Mayors, a group that includes 11 mayors in Minnesota, has committed the cities it represents to meeting the Paris Agreement goals. Laurel Levin, an IATP intern and climate activist with the group Fossil Free, was also at the conference. She says while some actions took place, such as a protest at a U.S.-hosted meeting promoting fossil fuels, activism was mostly missing from the conference.
Poland was really cracking down on any kinds of resistance. Like, it wasn't even safe to wear a matching shirt as someone when you were walking around. And there was a whole blacklist of people who weren't allowed in to the country who were activists.
New research shows that while homelessness in the United States may be down overall, it's still rising in the most expensive rental markets. And New Hampshire has one of the lowest homeless rates.
Christopher Glynn, assistant professor at the University of New Hampshire, is one of the lead authors of the national Zillow-sponsored study. The researchers analyzed how people's share of spending on housing in each market correlates to homelessness. In New Hampshire, only about 7 in 10,000 families is homeless. Glynn explains why he thinks New Hampshire's rate is better than in other places.
One of the reasons that in most of the state the homelessness rate is quite low is because New Hampshire has fairly affordable housing and lower rates of poverty.
However, the National Alliance to End Homelessness says about 1,450 individuals and families in New Hampshire are homeless, and more than 3,000 students. I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum reporting.
Farmers who want to grow hemp in New Mexico no longer have to worry that they're breaking federal laws. Here's Ross Brown.
The 2018 Farm Bill agreed on in Congress this week would legalize hemp production nationwide. Growing industrial hemp in New Mexico became legal this year after the state Supreme Court overturned a bill vetoed by Governor Susana Martinez on procedural grounds. But many farmers found it too risky with federal prohibition still in place. Jerry Fuentes has been a leader in getting hemp legalized in New Mexico for nearly 20 years and says farmers can finally look forward to growing it without being punished.
And we're looking at forming some cooperative now in New Mexico to grow hemp, 100-acre cooperatives and small farmers is what we're trying to organize. There's a whole lot of industry to be created now.
Hemp can be used for rope, clothing, biofuels, and the substance known as cannabidiol, or CBD, which is often sold as a health product.
With his work completed on hemp legislation, Fuentes says he'll be back at the opening session of the New Mexico legislature to advocate for legalizing marijuana, which he says could generate $60 to $70 million of new state tax revenue. And finally, Mary Sherman tells us the most wonderful time of the year is also the most wasteful.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Americans throw away 25% more trash between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day than any other time of the year. Whether you are shopping, decorating, cooking, or giving a gift, Hannah Greer Brown with the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio suggests looking for ways to reduce, reuse, and recycle. She adds you can encourage others to do the same.
As you are hosting family and friends, if you have a recycling container, I encourage you to set it out in a place that's really visible in your kitchen or your dining room so that you can capture those recyclable glass bottles, metal cans, jars, paper, and cardboard.
She notes cardboard boxes are easier to recycle if they are flattened. With holiday cards, Greer Brown recommends being selective about how many you send or send an electronic greeting instead. And unwanted holiday decorations and lights can be donated instead of tossed into the trash.
The EPA says about 28 billion pounds of food waste is thrown away each holiday season. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week. News and Cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.